Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, last week a Boston jury found the Dublin firefighter Terence Crosby guilty of raping a 29-year-old woman in the early hours of Friday the 15th of March 2024 in a Boston hotel room. Today, he was sentenced to at least 7 years in prison. Well, joining me now is Susan Zalkind. She's an investigative journalist in Boston who has been covering the trial. You're very welcome to the programme, Susan. To go, I suppose, to the victim today, she did testify during this case, but today she got the opportunity to speak to the court in her victim impact statement. What did she have to say?
I mean, she says she's been impacted terribly by this rape. She says she suffers from anxiety, trust. She works for a nonprofit serving people in need, and she says she's no longer able to do her job in the way that she was able to before. It was a tearful statement. She did not look directly at Mr. Crosby as she spoke, and she says it was frightening that somebody could do something this horrible to another person and not take any accountability. Remember, Mr. Crosby testified twice in this case, insisting that he was innocent, that he never touched her. The jury in this case did not believe him.
The prosecutor, Aaron Murphy, also asked the judge today for a heavier sentence, a sentence of 9 to 12 years. But Terence himself was able to speak and to plea for leniency. What did he say?
He said that he respected the judge. He respected the jury. But both himself and his defense attorney noted the hardship, the special hardship that will be on him because he is a foreigner. He will be imprisoned away from his wife and his two daughters.
And in terms of the sentence that was eventually handed down, a sentence of somewhere between 7 and 9 years, what did the judge take into consideration when coming to that sentence, and how long is he likely to serve?
Well, we did hear more evidence from the state. This is evidence that they tried to present to the jury in both trials. The jury did not hear this, but the judge did keep into consideration a tweet that Mr. Crosby had posted in 2019 about 2017 about potentially traveling to Stockholm and that it was an underrated rape capital. This, the judge said, was extraordinary and did go into his decision making when setting the sentence from 7 to 9 years.
And how long is he expected then to serve? I know he's been remanded in custody since just after the incident last year.
Yes. So he is sentenced. He's been in custody for almost 2 years, so he will get time served. He will also, if he has good behavior, perhaps his sentence will be more on the 7 year side. If not, we could see more closer to 9 years.
And where is he likely to serve that sentence, Susan?
He'll be serving that here in state prison. It's unclear. The judge does not decide which facility that the defendant, the convict in this case, will serve. Up until now, he's been serving in the Nashua Street Jail.
And is there any possibility that they would facilitate this individual being moved from a prison in New York back to Ireland? Is there any precedent for that?
No. I don't think there's any possibility of that at all. I mean, he's been convicted here in the state of Massachusetts. He's going to serve his time here. The defense has filed an appeal. It's unclear on what basis that appeal will be, if there'll be additional attorneys. So there is always the possibility for appeal, but it looks like, no, he's going to be staying in Massachusetts. I mean, part of this case, the reason why he was held in remand since his arrest was his attempt to flee. And that also impacted the judge's sentencing today. After he was questioned by detectives here in Boston, he was a member of a larger group of firefighters that was supposed to stay until St. Patrick's Day. Instead, he attempted to board an early flight home. The plane was turned around and he was arrested there on the tarmac.
And was there any reaction from Terence Crosby or the victim when that sentence was handed down?
The victim was very tearful during her statement. Mr. Crosby stayed staring straight ahead. There was quite a big reaction from his supporters, his family, when the verdict was read on Friday. You could hear tears from his wife, who had been a stoic up to this point, had her head in her lap, his father, other supporters, male supporters, let out cries. I did hear from one supporter who said that he felt the sentence was a bit harsh, but the other supporters did not decline to speak to the press today.
All right, Susan Zalkind, thank you for bringing us that update.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.